No one knows when it started, but for the past 10 years, pumpkins mysteriously pop up every October along Frying Pan Road in Basalt. Some pumpkins are big, some small, some orange, some white. Some are left high up on the rocks, others down in the river. It has become a yearly game of I Spy for locals. Legend has it, all of the pumpkins come from the Pumpkin Fairy.
Is the Pumpkin Fairy to ride a bike?
No.
Does she drive a truck?
No.
What, it just flies around?
It drives a car.
She drives a car?
Axel and Sebastian Mattias and their dad Scott sit in their living room in their house off of the Frying Pan Road, taking turns guessing what the Pumpkin Fairy might look like.
I think she has wings and she looks sparkly.
But no one really knows what he, she, them, whoever the Pumpkin Fairy is, looks like. For years, the fairy put sometimes more than 100 pumpkins all along the road, with no one ever catching a glimpse, not even a Pickin County sheriff. Have you ever seen a pumpkin fairy?
No, I haven't.
No, really?
They're pretty elusive.
Axel and Sebastian think the pumpkin fairy drops all of the pumpkins off at night while everyone is sleeping, but they're not exactly sure how she drops off all of the pumpkins down the road.
Maybe with the back of a truck. Or her drops down Gemma helicopter rope.
How does she see at night?
Drives in a tree.
She drives a tree? I don't think so. But how does she see in the dark?
Maybe she has like owl eyes.
Like big owl eyes?
Maybe head eyes.
What?
Maybe headlights on her body.
She has headlights.
The mystery of the Pumpkin Fairy has become a yearly tradition for residents along the Frying Pan Road.
People take pictures, they post them, they speculate about when it all started. It's a little bit of magic for Basalt.
That's Robin Waters. She lives on the Frying Pan Road and has been driving up and down counting the pumpkins for years. I joined her and her Labradoodle, Finny, on their yearly pumpkin scouting.
So we're just leaving Midland Avenue, downtown, historic downtown Basalt. And this is where Midland Avenue changes to the Frying Pan Road.
We spend the afternoon driving through the sharp twists and turns of the Frying Pan Road towards Meredith and Thomasville, eyes peeled for any sight of orange.
Oops, 18. A small little one on a rock.
Oh, fantastic.
It's a sunny day. The trees are still dense with bright yellows, oranges, and reds. It's a beautiful day, but both make pumpkin spotting a bit tricky.
You see that little one on the right?
And that was like microscopic.
Totally microscopic, and part of it, the fun is the hidden aspect of them.
Robin says the fun of it all is to do the drive with friends and family and see who can count the most pumpkins.
It's kind of like those paintings where you have to find the image in the painting. It's wonderful.
Just about halfway through, Robin seems a bit confused how few pumpkins we're seeing. She guesses the Pumpkin Fairy is waiting for it to be a bit closer to Halloween to put them all out.
That's a lot of hard work to go up and down this road and drop all these pumpkins.
Yeah. That's why she thinks there has to be more than one Pumpkin Fairy.
I think there's a group of fairies. I think that it's the kind of magic that spreads.
Even though Robin thought the Pumpkin Fairy was slacking off a bit this year, we counted 63 pumpkins.
But that was pretty good spotting, considering.
Yeah. We did good.
More and more pumpkins continue to show up every day. Who can it be?
Pumpkin Fairy!
I'm Molly Dove, Aspen Public Radio News.